Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me is Fiona York from the Aged Action Group here in Victoria, and we are going to talk about the alarming rate of older people becoming vulnerable to homelessness. Good day, Fiona.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks for your time.
No worries.
So recent Australian Bureau of Statistics census data says that a lot of older people are becoming more and more vulnerable to homelessness.
Yes. So the statistics that was recently released from the last census shows that there's been a really huge jump in the number of older women, particularly, who are actually already homeless. So a nearly 70% increase in women aged between 65 and 74 are now homeless compared to 5 years ago. And even 75-year-olds also have a big jump of nearly 60% increase. So that's a really alarming statistic that's just been revealed. And not only are those people homeless, there's also been a really big jump of older people, people aged 65 plus, who are living in improvised dwellings or tents or sleeping out. So it's very concerning.
65 and older. So these are people who are in their retirable or retired.
That's right. People living in their retirement years, having to live in tents or having to be in severely overcrowded houses, or are actually homeless, don't have anywhere to live at all.
In the numbers, the women were singled out.
Right. There's been a really big jump in the number of people aged 65 plus who are women who are now homeless in across Australia. But also there's been a big increase in the number of people who have recently arrived in Australia in the last 5 years who are also homeless. And there's been a 12% increase in those numbers as well.
So it's concerning that women are singled out. Why is it, do you think, that women are more vulnerable?
We're seeing women coming into our service who have maybe had a broken work life over the course of their life, and so maybe they've not earned as much as men in lower paid jobs, or perhaps their working life has been broken up by their caring responsibilities, caring for their children or their parents, and also just not having any savings or any superannuation over time. And so when women hit the age of 65 and all of a sudden on the pension, they don't have any buffer to be able to sustain their housing if they're living in private rental, for example. The rents may be increased, and then all of a sudden they find themselves in real trouble. They can't afford the rent, and perhaps the landlord is going to kick them out because they don't have security of tenure, which means that landlords can evict tenants for no reason. So we're seeing a lot of women in those situations, former nurses, former teachers, people that have worked their whole lives but just never been able to own their own home.
Professionals. So these women, as you said earlier, they had to stop working at maybe a short or longer period of time because they had to become to care for their children, right?
Yep, and all their parents as well. We're seeing increasingly women who have to time off work to look after aging parents as well as look after their own children.
Because when you stop work, you don't pay your superannuation, or it'll be the least of your worries, isn't it?
That's right.
And migrants as well?
Yes. Yeah, so according to the statistics that have just been released, there's particularly people that are born in India and China who have arrived in the last 5 years are experiencing homelessness. And our service certainly sees a lot of Arabic-speaking people as well from a whole range of different countries. And what we're seeing there is slightly different. That's because people often assume that they will be able to live with their children or their grandchildren mm-hmm. arrive in Australia, but they often left to fend for themselves, and they can find themselves really struggling in really inappropriate housing, and then all of a sudden they find themselves either homeless or coming to our service for assistance.
So these are people who come in and assume that they could live with their children or in-laws.
Yeah.
But then you see every day that it doesn't work.
Not necessarily. I mean, oftentimes it's fine and everybody's happy, But because of the types of visa people are on, often it's a 10-year assurance of support by the children, the adult children, which after a while becomes a real a difficult situation for the children and the parents. And so we see people who are living in sheds or living on couches who don't feel welcome in their children's home. Of course, they're really ashamed and they don't want to talk about this to anybody because they don't want people to know that they're being treated badly by their own family. And so this can go hidden for a long time until it really becomes a crisis point.
Earlier we were talking about this client that you had, that this person lived in a shed.
Yes. So this is very common. We see this a lot. We have a number of clients over recent times who have been living in the shed of their adult children's house on little fold-out beds or on mats on the floor, sleeping alongside cars or tools sometimes, just sort of crammed in the shed without any space, subject to cold weather and hot weather and all of the elements because there's no room for them in the house or they're not welcome in the house. And they've got nowhere else to go.
How can we help?
Well, our service can help people find affordable housing if they're eligible. The biggest issue that we see with the newer migrants is that if certain people on types of visas aren't eligible for public housing, and that's a real gap that the government needs to address, because if they are not eligible for an Australian pension, they're also not eligible for public housing. But if they're on an Australian pension, then they are eligible. We can house people in affordable housing quite quickly because Victoria is really lucky to have a priority system for people who are age 55 plus. So that means that we can get people into renting in social housing or public housing for 25% of their income for the rest of their lives.
And this is for both men and women?
That's right. Our service sees a lot more women than it sees men. And we also have around 50% culturally diverse clients. So we have a high number of people from non-English speaking backgrounds come through our service. And we have around 65% women come through our service.
So when you say homelessness, it's not just people living on the streets. It's also living on couches and sheds.
Yeah. And I think that's a common misconception. The public may think about homelessness as people, older men often sleeping in doorways on the streets, but the hidden homeless is what we see, which is women who are couch surfing, who are sleeping on their friends' or their family's couches temporarily, or in their cars, or in their in family or friends' sheds, just moving around from place to place because they have nowhere to go. And so that's a different type of homelessness that isn't seen on the street, and so people aren't as aware of it.
And if we have someone living in Victoria who needs help or knows someone who needs help, they can contact you?
That's right. And if we can't help them, even if they are living interstate, if they're living in another state in Australia, we can also potentially try to find them services in their own state. We've just started a national project where we're trying to encourage other states to set up a similar service to what we have here in Victoria, which is a specialist older person's housing service. And so even if they don't live in Victoria, give us a call and we'll see what we can do.
Thank you very much, Fiona York from the Housing Aged Action Group.
Thank you.
Ibahagi ang inyong saloobin, ilike ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook o sundan kami sa Twitter sa @SBS Filipino.